It is 4 o'clock here at Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ, and I am super excited. I've got here in front of me two El Salvadorian coffees, two coffees from the same farm, Finca El Carmen, almost the same varietal, a red bourbon and an orange bourbon. And these two have been roasted to perfection by Small Batch in Hove. Why do I say that? Because I feel myself transported a year ago where I was here at that very spot, tasting those very coffees, but from the harvest before. Al from Small Batch had sent me here at Coffee Mama Jumbo HQ the El Salvadorian Red Bourbon and the El Salvadorian Orange Bourbon then. Both are washed coffees. Both are grown at 1,300 meters of altitude on the same farm. These are microlots that they have actually been featuring at their coffee shops for 4 years now. And I know that Al's actually been to that farm as well, and he loves it there. And I guess, you know, love just conquers everything and transpires in everything you do. Now, I say to you that I feel myself transported a year back. There is a slight nuance in this. Not only is this coffee the new harvest, it is also in a different package. Now, you know how much I like the stickers that Small Batch uses. The stickers remain the same. But last year, you probably remember, most of their bags were in silver. Now this year, I don't know when they've changed, but they are in black. So it is with a lot of anticipation and excitement, as I said, that I have here two extracted coffees. I did them both in the V60, almost side by side at the same time. I've got two V60 filters, so ceramic filters, so I could almost do them at the same time. The difference in temperature is only ever so slight in both of them, but I will take a sip now of the red bourbon. Now, they're both very diverse coffee, I would say, because, well, I don't think I let the cat out of the bag yet. I'm just going to take a sip of the red bourbon. Well, for me, a red bourbon, and this one just immediately also transports me into red. It's like an explosion of red. This one is very full-bodied, very round, lovely mouthfeel, and very sweet at the same time. And I remember loving that one already last year. This year, bah, I can't really think back exactly of the notes and what I felt and the sensation I had last year. Also, your palate develops. Your whole kind of coffee journey has progressed for a whole year. So it's a bit unfair to kind of think back. Let's stay in the now and let's take a sip of the orange bourbon. Orange being my favorite color. I know I will love this. Wow. Now, okay, there is a distinct difference. This is very light. It's a little bit lighter in mouthfeel. In fact, I'm quite proud of myself. I yielded exactly in both cups 203 milliliters. And I know the grounds take up a few milliliters away, so I just did 230 as I was very meticulously in a circular movement getting the water over the grounds and into the vessel below. So that's quite good. And let's just get back. This one is still a bit warmer, so all the flavors won't come through as well as they do in the red bourbon, which now is round about in the 50s, kind of 51, 52 C, and the other one is still kind of later 50s, so 56, 57. Nevertheless, I'm going to take another sip. But yeah, it is just more delicate. Ooh, it is just absolutely divine. It's got this kind of even sweeter, if that's even possible. It is sweeter, it is lighter. It's got more kind of a, I would say almost like a tangerine-y sweetness. Beautiful as a filter coffee. The red bourbon, just as nice as a filter coffee. But I know, and you can see that from the mouthfeel that you've got on your tongue, that this one would definitely also be able to be extracted with the harshness of an espresso machine and still yield probably a full-bodied, creamy drink, which I will line up for tomorrow. So that I'll just... But I remember last year, I'd actually also did it in the R58 espresso, so I know that this is going to be great, and I'm sure with milk it'll be lovely too. In fact, I think, to remember rightly, that they used to have the red bourbon in their espresso blend, if I'm not mistaken, so I'm not sure if that's still in there now, but these are two beautiful coffees. And what happened is, a couple of days ago, I actually went to Hove. Elle invited me to the roastery and their new premises. Well, I say new, they're a year on now that they've got the roastery. And next to it, another shop kind of became vacant. And they've got another, their fourth lovely coffee shop, just adjacent. And in the back, you kind of actually walk through down a little ramp and into the roasting area. And everything is there, you know. It's like a feast for the eye. You've got the roaster, you've got all the green beans there in the bags, you've got all the paraphernalia, and I was invited to do some cupping there, and I love cupping. I mean, in cupping, really, it's almost like tasting teas. You can be so discerning on the palate and on your the notes and the flavors that come through, and these two coffees were on the cupping table, but at the same time, Elle was also trying out profiles for the upcoming Ethiopian yoga chef, Sidamo, that one just shone, and it made it maybe a little bit unfair towards the two El Salvadorians, but they've got some beautiful coffees there. I mean, it's just like the mind boggles how, for all those years I've known them, they've just gotten better and better and better. And probably, my palate has also gone along the same way, as being able to appreciate and be more discerning, appreciate the fine, subtle nuances. I, in particular, like to really pay attention on the mouthfeel, because it gives a lot away as to what you can do with a coffee when you're cupping it. But I digress. Let's go back to another sip of the red bourbon. Yeah, it's just like, oh, the sweetness. Now it's a bit cooler. Let me just see exactly how cold or warm it is. Okay, well, it's in 47. Beautiful. And the other one is 43. No, sorry, 50. 53. Yeah, still a bit warmer, but coming into its own as well now, temperature-wise. Taking a sip of the orange bourbon. Wow. Oh, the tangerine comes through. And you know what I love about small batch is their stickers. They are just always, each country gets honored, each bean gets honored. And of course, the three domes of Brighton are always there. They're almost kind of there. They've made it their landmark. That's their logo. And you can just see it from miles away. If you see the three domes, you know that you're in for a good coffee. So, I encourage you to go on the website, choose some coffees, go to Hove, go to Brighton, and I believe, there's quite a few wholesale customers as well. You just got to look around and search for small batch and savor their coffees. Thanks again to Elle. I had a great time in Hove, and these coffees are just sensational. And actually, I've also got another one, a Burundi, that I'm going to review very soon, but it's only been roasted on the 27th of May. I think I'm going to give it another day or two. Maybe only a day, because, curiosity always gets the better of me. Signing out from Coffee Mumbo Jumbo's HQ on this Thursday afternoon.